You know that feeling when you walk into your home, take a deep breath, and feel new? Well, that's what it's like to use Clorox Scentiva. Because Clorox Scentiva smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like energy. It'll elevate any cleaning routine to not just clean, but also make every room smell like a tropical coconut getaway. Discover how Clorox Scentiva's powerful clean and refreshing scents can transform your space. Get yours in coconut or other fabulous scents at a nearby retail store.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high-rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
We are coming back to Atlanta. Right now. Whoa. Mark your calendars, because the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts, but we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
This is Take 20 with Maddie and Kenzie Ziegler, an iHeartRadio podcast.
Hey guys, it's Kenzie
and Maddie.
And
it's Halloween this week.
Oh no. Halloween is my favorite holiday other than Christmas.
I don't really care about Halloween as much as Kenzie does, but it's exciting.
Yeah, Maddie does all of my friends' makeup like every year.
And then I just go
and then
to
she
sleep.
Just goes to sleep or like hangs out with my mom.
Yeah, I just, okay, I really love the idea of Halloween a lot. I love the makeup. I love the costumes. I love kind of like the culture around Halloween. It's just like the effort of actually dressing up and then having to go to a party as that thing all night. It just like kind of stresses me out.
I don't know why I just like love it so much. I think it's
Kenzie's had some good costumes.
Yeah. I think it's just an excuse to dress up, and like everyone is kind of looks stupid, so it doesn't really matter like what you look like.
Give us your costume ideas. What's happening? Where are you going?
I don't know if I want to tell them.
Oh, what a loser. Okay, well, what are some like options? Okay. Or ideas. Also, Kenzie is trying to force me to come out with her.
No, she is. She is.
We'll see. To be determined. If you guys see a photo of me, well, that was then your lucky day, because I don't know how I got there.
Listen, I think Maddie and I should do a sister costume. Like, we were thinking Parent Trap would be
that
so
would be
cute.
Very cute. I think it would be cute. Like, we said this literally on the, like right before we left here, or left to come here, was that we should do Parent Trap, where one of us is like the little British girl and then the other one's at camp. So like, yeah. It's still very much like, because I feel like we need like cute little red wigs.
I know.
That would be so cute.
We should do something really cute.
Wow, now I'm actually getting into the Halloween spirit.
It's so fun. I usually have my costume in July, but I'm a little behind right now.
Are you kidding? When you FaceTimed me, like, I think it was like last week, and you were just like, okay, here are my costumes. I'm showing you. Like, you tried them on, and I was just like, you already have them?
Mm-hmm.
Like,
oh, Eden has, like, one of my best friends, she is, like, the most prepared person for anything that has to do with dressing up, and she usually helps me with my costume, so we like pick our costumes like months before.
I really like your costumes this year. They're gonna be very good.
Thank you.
I think, like, in terms of, like, because as a girl, I feel like it's definitely like a thing, like on Halloween it's like you either have to look like a really pretty princess or something, or like really sexy. Like, I love when girls do just like either play like, either dress up as like a man mm-hmm. character, or like some sort of like gory character, or something that's like not expected
right.
of a girl, mm-hmm. you know? Like, I just feel like there's such a weird stereotype around that. So like, that's why I love your costumes this year. They're going to be so fun.
But they're pretty girl, like they're pretty girly.
They are, but they're not like your typical.
Well, that's the hard thing about Halloween. It's like, everyone has already done something.
Well, yeah, but so, it's kind of fun that you can, it's cool that you can interpret your own version.
100%. I'm just saying, like, the amount of angels and devils I see every year. No offense if you're going
Kenzie,
as an angel, but
Kenzie, oh when my we God. Were younger, I went as a barista, a Starbucks barista.
I know, that was I what went was that? I went as a cheetah, like an actual cheetah with Brent.
Oh. Yeah, that's
Remember when you did the blow up costume?
Oh my God. What was that? We weren't Okay, I will say my favorite costume that I've ever done was we actually pulled it together day of, me and my makeup artist, Tanya. We did The Professional when Natalie Portman was like, it's one of my favorite movies ever. And I dressed up as Natalie Portman in that movie.
You guys
looked
so cool.
Oh, I just felt so cool. Like, I just felt like that's like also the cool thing about Halloween is you get to become a different identity. It's kind of like playing a character in a movie or something. Like,
right.
You become this other thing, and it's so fun. It's just like leading up to it, I feel stressed.
That is pretty accurate. But I feel like also no one really has plans until like the day of, which is so stressful.
Do you know where you're going?
No.
Wow. What if, but that's the thing. Well, I know. Like, the stress of like, what if you have these awesome costumes and you, because obviously like we're kind of too old to go trick-or-treating.
Right. But then you can just take pictures and then like have a Halloween movie night and like make it fun.
That's very true. I would say something I did one Halloween with my friend, which was really fun, was I was in the phase of like, I'm getting too old to trick or treat now, but I'm too young to go to like a proper party. So I would just like, we stayed at home and we made Halloween themed candies or like treats.
Oh, Mia,
we made,
right?
No, I did it with Allison. We did like Frankenstein Rice Krispie treats. We did like these like apple peanut butter and like marshmallow. We made it look like a mouth. Like we did like really fun things. Oh, also like, oh, we have to go to the pumpkin patch.
Oh my gosh, we carve pumpkins every year and then you bake the seeds inside.
Oh, yeah,
yeah, we so should fun. Do that actually.
We need to do that. I need to like, because our mom is insanely big on decorating for every holiday, like even like Valentine's Day. Like she goes.
But it's like decorated months before. Like it has been decorated for Halloween for like 2 months now. And I'm just like, Mom, it like why? Yeah.
Oh, and best believe the day after Halloween, it's
Thanksgiving.
Already. No, are you kidding? It's like, well, Thanksgiving. But once Thanksgiving is over, our tree is up like the next
day.
Yeah,
that is true.
My mom is obsessed.
Oh, at our house in Pittsburgh, we have like seven trees in our house, which is so
extra.
Extra. There's no point. But, I mean, I love that she's festive.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, yeah. Also, like, I would say I'm a scaredy cat. Like, I like scary shows. I like scary movies. But I still fear them. Like, but I'm able to get through it. Like, I like The Conjuring and stuff like that. But, like, going through, like, when we went to Horror Nights, you just went.
I just went. Horror Nights was really fun, but one of the mazes, I closed my eyes the whole time because I was so scared.
Did you hold on to someone?
Yeah. Oh my gosh. I was literally like,
I was like, are you just like blindly walking through?
Yeah. But then I went into a different maze and I was like
laughing
so hard. I was like, why was I freaking out? Because one of them was The Conjuring.
Oh.
And that's the one I closed my eyes on because remember, you guys took me to see my first scary movie and it was The Conjuring 2.
Yeah, you're a little traumatized.
And I left during the previews. I didn't even see the movie.
My favorite thing is we took her to her first scary movie where like our my mom and our like stepdad dropped us off. And we're like sitting watching the previews and Kenzie just stands up and starts walking. And I was like, where are you going? She's like, oh, I'm leaving. Like, I am not watching this movie. And then I text my mom and she's like, oh, we didn't leave. We stayed in the parking lot because we knew she would come out straight away.
Oh,
like,
yeah. Oh, yeah. No, I was so terrified.
But now you're better with scary things than I am.
No, I can watch, like, I love scary movies now, but for some reason, The Conjuring, I can't watch it.
There's a difference between, like, scary and, like, heavy, like eerie, like
no, but
like the Hereditary movie. Oh my god, don't even get me started.
Ooh, that no. But I just think it's crazy that I can watch any movie, literally any movie, but I see The Conjuring and I get so traumatized. I'm like, just, oh my god, and I didn't even watch it. I haven't even seen it. Oh that's god, the
that's
thing.
So true. That's so true.
The previews just made me leave.
Yeah, but honestly, do you miss trick or treating so much? Like getting all the candy. That was so fun.
Honestly, yeah. But then again, like, I never ate all of my Halloween candy. Like, yeah. I got so much of it, and I would have, like, two pieces, yeah. And then mom would be like, oh, it's old. We have to throw it away.
I made a big mistake one year when I was on tour with Sia. Like, all of us went trick-or-treating when whatever random city we were in, mm-hmm. And we dressed up as, a lot of us dressed up as, like, elderly people. And I felt so bad when I'd show up and I'd open the door and there'd be like a grandma opening the door and I'm like standing there with a cane and I was like, oh, I'm so sorry.
No, but you guys did really good.
We did good, but like I just felt so bad because I'm like, this is not meant to be like that
offensive,
type.
Right? Yeah,
like it was just like a last minute. We're in a random city. We went to Goodwill and found like a bunch of old clothes,
right.
And just like,
hey, but that's like smart.
But I like very put last wrinkles minute. On my face, so that's kind of mean.
Well, Maddie, it's not. It's just like a grandma.
We love grandmas.
Are you tired of your scented cleaning products smelling and cleaning like meh? Then it's time for an upgrade with the power of Clorox Scentiva. With an uplifting scent that smells like coconut, Clorox Scentiva gives you powerful clean like Clorox, but a feeling like being transported to a tropical island retreat. Imagine putting your phone on Do Not Disturb, tuning out all the constant, just the feeling of warm sand in between your toes and a fruity drink in your hand. The ones with the little umbrella. Refresh your home to feel like an all-inclusive vacation by getting Clorox Scentiva. Also available in grapefruit and lavender scents at a nearby retail store.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high-rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
This is Neil Strauss, host of the Tenderfoot TV true crime podcast, To Live and Die in LA. I'm here to tell you about the new podcast I've been undercover investigating for the last year and a half. It's called To Die For. Here's a clip.
All these girls were sent out into the world, and they were told, try to meet important men, try to attach yourself to important men.
The voice you're hearing is a Russian model agent telling me about spies sent out to seduce men with political power.
The war in Ukraine is also being fought by all these girls that are all over important cities.
For the first time, a military-trained seduction spy reveals how the Russian government turns sex and love into a deadly weapon.
If you want to kill your target, it's easy. You just seduce him, take him somewhere, start having sex, and then he's very vulnerable, so you can kill him easily.
To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because God, I can't stay where I am, like I am, where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how. I don't know where. I don't know what. God, if you show me. God, if you tell me. God, no. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, this is a huge debate. Candy corn, yes or no?
No.
No, obviously not. Candy corn is disgusting.
I'm literally crying laughing.
No. She really is emotional over this episode, guys. Halloween just really puts her in the mood.
I really love Halloween. What's your favorite candy?
I mean, I love like sour things. Like I love like Sour Patch Kids.
Watermelon?
The watermelon ones. Mm-hmm. But recently I've been liking the regular ones better than the watermelon.
Are you okay?
I don't know.
That's like actually not okay.
I know. I used to not like chocolate as much, but now I love chocolate.
Yeah, but you eat like healthy chocolate. You don't eat like good chocolate.
Well, honestly, Hershey's chocolate, as I've grown up, just not that good. Sorry.
Okay, yeah, but like Reese's are so good.
Oh, Reese's. Yeah,
Reese's but cups. I see you like eating gourmet dark chocolate, and I'm just like, what?
Like my taste buds have changed.
Oh, guys, I go in her pantry, and it literally is just all like straw. Like, there's no food.
Literally, how funny when today you were like, I was like, do you want a snack? You're like, yeah. What do you have? And I was like, I have strawberries, oranges, blackberries, bananas.
Right, and like, I'm like, I'm
and
okay.
And then I was like, I have cheddar bunnies. And you're like, what is a cheddar bunny? It's, okay, you're
I'm not saying that she doesn't have food in her pantry. I'm just saying, like, she has the most healthy food.
But it's not because I necessarily, like, we had pasta before we came here. Like, it's not like I'm trying to eat healthy. I just gravitate towards that.
Okay. But what are cheddar bunnies?
It's a version of, like, what are those things called? Goldfish.
Okay.
But they're bunnies, and they're not as cheesy.
So not as good.
Yeah, they're actually not as good.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, good thing.
What are those, like, the typical, like, trick-or-treat candy besides candy corn?
To think about it, I actually don't know. It's I
like
think
nerds.
It's like,
oh my nerds. God.
The little tiny boxes that you would get.
But I would love when you'd get the big pack when it's half pink and half purple.
Or, like, Fun Dip was a lot. Was my God. We would get that a lot. At our neighborhood.
Or, like, they would always throw in, like, the little Twix and, like, the little, like, what are they called? Three Musketeers. Mm-hmm. Stuff like that.
The one time I went trick-or-treating with Lilia, she lives in a really nice neighborhood. They were giving $1 bills to kids.
What?
I got almost $100 that night. And I was like 10, 11. Yes, they were giving $1.
Well, that's up your alley. When Kenzie was little, oh my God, any dollar she could get from anyone, she loved to. Not out of like any other reason, just because like.
I don't know.
She'd be like, I'll give you a back massage if you give me $10. True. Like, she was already starting that system at a like very young age.
I literally at school when we went to school for like 3 years.
3 years? We went
4 years.
Yeah.
Okay. You know, at the playground where they would have like, you can go under it?
Uh-huh.
I started a massage business.
No, you didn't.
I swear on everything, I started a massage business. My friend would massage people for me. I didn't even work. I would just like walk.
But what do you get in exchange? Nothing?
I mean, usually nothing.
That's nice.
I did try to sell Orbeez at school one time and I got in trouble.
I do remember that. But. Like, would you, when we were like little and we would go trick-or-treating and at the end of the night, you know, it's like you come home and you're so exhausted. You're like, mm-hmm. Oh, I just went to every house. I'm so tired. And we'd count our candy. Did we ever, like, try and steal each other's candy? I can't remember.
I probably tried to steal your candy. I'm sure.
I miss trick-or-treating now that I'm thinking about it. Now I'm, like, kind of interested in Halloween.
Good. I'm glad we did this episode.
Doesn't mean I'm
going to
come out.
No, guys, she's going to dress up. You are going to see it on my Instagram.
It would be funny if we did something more, like...
We could do something funny. Are we just thinking of our Halloween costume right now?
Oh,
what's like a sister duo that's like cool?
I mean, we could do like the Lizzie McGuire thing where it was like, right. Oh wait, no, sorry, Hillary not Lizzie. Duff. Yeah, Hillary Duff. Oh my God, wow.
I'm thinking Barbie and Raquel.
We could be Hannah Montana and
Lily. That would be pretty sick.
Or Miley Stewart and Lily.
Or Hannah Montana and Miley.
Oh, that's so true.
Because you're blonde and you know.
Oh, that's so true.
We could do that. That'd actually be cute. And her outfits are so good.
Yeah. What scares you, like, in terms of, like, I know how, like.
Clowns.
Oh.
Can you watch
the It movie?
Yeah. But I still get really scared. Well, I mean, like.
Remember when that clown trend went away?
We had them in our neighborhood.
No, that's so freaky.
You probably all remember, but, like, killer clowns were a thing.
Ooh.
Kind of during this time. It was, like, 2016, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
And they would, like, go to your neighborhoods and just scare you. I think that also triggered me where I was like, oh, my God, I will never. I hate clowns so much.
Yeah, literally.
They're so creepy.
I hate them.
At Horror Nights, they had a clown maze, and I couldn't go in it. Yeah. There's no way.
This is off topic, but, like, the Joker movie, like, the new one with Joaquin Phoenix, that one kind of, like, they have clowns in it, and it's just, like, oof, just gets you good.
I don't know why, because it's, clowns are such, like, a.
It's meant to
be a kitty thing. Not like kitty, but you know.
No, but it is. But that's why it's creepy, because it's targeted for kids and it's like scary. It's so scary.
Yeah.
I hate that. I hate jump scares.
I love them.
I don't. I don't like being scared. Like, even when my friends scare me from behind, or like if I'm walking to a room, I hate it.
Yeah.
You're so chill about that. I don't know. Oh my God. This is the biggest question of the whole entire episode is, are you going to dress Ivy up?
Yes.
Oh, really?
Absolutely. But I don't know what I'm going to put her in, because mom.
Should we coordinate Boots and Ivy?
They could do something so cute. Oh my God, we should do it.
Boots will not stay still. He will not be able to.
He'll be okay. Mom, the other day, or this is like a week ago, she was like, I'm going to go see if I can get Ivy a Halloween costume. And I was like, don't get one because I want to pick it. But she got one and she sends me a picture. I no one's going to be able to see this but actually we're going to post it on our Instagram at Take20Podcast. she got Ivy a rainbow costume, which is really cute, but she looks so uncomfortable. Also, her hair is really long, but like, look at this.
Oh my gosh.
And I told her, I said, she's not wearing that. And she
That's
said,
so cute.
She said, she looks so cute. She has to wear it. And now I feel bad because I'm like, oh, no.
Well, she could wear it. She could have a costume change.
But I'm thinking we should definitely do like a couple costume for Boots and Ivy.
Oh, my God. That, like, Boots could be a little gentleman. Ivy. Oh, my God. We have to do that.
Yeah. Oh my God, Boots would be so cute.
We love to just bring our dogs into every episode or every conversation if you
have. Well, they're really perfect. Well, Boots.
What? Continue.
I was going to say
they have their flaws.
They
okay?
have their. I was going to say Boots is perfect. Like, Boots is perfect.
No.
Ivy.
Well,
Ivy
is perfect, but like, he's not.
No, they both are rescue dogs, so they both are a little skittish and
they have their issues, but we're working on it.
But I just love Boots.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, wait. So Halloween, this is actually kind of fun. I'm excited. I'm so excited. Do you need help with your makeup and hair? Because I'm here.
I figured that you were going to help me anyways. Okay, but you're coming too. So
if you see me dressed up as young Lindsay Lohan in Parent Trap.
Oh my God. Then you know.
We'll see. Yeah. No, I love it. I love the idea. I could so see myself like doing it. It's just like, maybe I'll just dress up with you and then I'll take it off and you guys go and I'll just stay.
No. Well, like
the stress of being in like a huge, I don't know.
No. Last year.
You look so mad at me.
No, because you're coming out.
Okay.
2 years ago, I did Pulp Fiction.
Oh, and that was such a good costume.
And when I actually got there, I took my wig off.
You did?
Yeah. Because like, ow.
Yeah.
But it was good for the pictures.
That's so true.
Yeah.
Well, I'm excited. You guys stay tuned for Kenzie's costume. She has like three?
I have two.
Well, maybe a third if I decide to come out.
I know. You have to.
Oh, this is so exciting. But happy Halloween, everyone.
Happy Halloween. Stay safe.
Oh yeah, stay safe. Wear your mask.
And people. Dress up your dogs on Halloween.
if they want to. If they feel comfortable.
Bye.
Oh my gosh.
What?
We didn't even make like a Mean Girls reference. Anyway, goodbye. Thanks so much for taking 20 with us. If you had fun, please give us 5 stars.
You can follow us on Instagram at Take20Podcast.
Email us at take20@iheartradio.com.
Or you can call us at 844 for Take20.
See you next time.
Bye.
You know that feeling when you walk into your home, take a deep breath, and feel new? Well, that's what it's like to use Clorox Scentiva. Because Clorox Scentiva smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like energy. It'll elevate any cleaning routine to not just clean, but also make every room smell like a tropical coconut getaway. Discover how Clorox Scentiva's powerful clean and refreshing scents can transform your space. Get yours in coconut or other fabulous scents at a nearby retail store.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are coming back to Atlanta.
Right now.
Whoa. Mark your calendars because the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts. But we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in L.A., and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.